I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. How many times have you seen someone hold a newborn baby in their arms and say, he's just perfect, or she's just perfect? I sometimes ask myself how we can have so many perfect babies, but not a single perfect man. Of course, we all know the reason for this. When we see the infant, we are looking at physical features and caught up in the amazement at the wonder of this tiny life. When we look at the man, we are looking at his flaws and shortcomings. So the real issue is, what kind of perfection are we looking for? This brings us to the question for this article. Was Jesus perfect? Well, I think we would all say absolutely, and I certainly agree. But then, was Jesus the perfect child? Before you answer this, consider a 12-year-old boy who, with no word, just leaves his parents while they are on a journey together, causing them to search for him for over 3 days while fearing what might have happened to him. Jesus did this. The Bible says that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Now, Mary did not think this was the way a perfect child should behave. When they found Jesus, she asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Or why have you dealt thus with us? Behold, your father and I have sought thee, sorrowing." Can you imagine the turmoil he put his mother through in this situation? What about being the perfect preacher? What would you say about a preacher, rightfully or wrongfully, who came into your church, turned over the book tables and the coffee stands, dumping everything on the floor and throwing it all out in the parking lot? Then what if he took a whip and chased half the deacons and ministers out into the street? I can hear it now. That preacher has no love. He's not Christ-like at all. He has no respect for the house of God. He's so self-righteous. No one would call someone who did these things the perfect preacher. But Jesus did these things. Now what about the perfect pastor? James told us, "If a man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man." That's James 3:2. Well, Jesus certainly did not fit that description. He offended the Pharisees. He offended the Jews. He offended the multitudes. He even offended his own disciples. In fact, the night before his crucifixion, he said, "All you shall be offended because of me this night," in Mark 14:27. Jesus' words offended so many that the thousands that followed him forsook him, including many of his own disciples. Jesus certainly would not be considered the perfect pastor, at least not by the way we judge perfection. Those in Jesus' day did not consider him to be perfect. He was accused of being a sinner, a winebibber, a glutton, and having a devil. Jesus failed the Pharisee sin test, and he most likely would have failed your perfection test. Yet still, Jesus was without sin, and he was, in fact, perfect. It's just that biblical perfection or completion has little to do with our ideals of fleshly perfection. Jesus had no sin in his heart or nature, and he did not sin. The Bible says, "He was in all points tempted or tested, like as we are, yet without sin," in Hebrews 4:15. The Greek word translated tempted in this passage means to test. Jesus was tested. Jesus never desired or committed sin, but he endured the same hardships, trials, and attacks which are common to all. He lived in a sinful world just like us, but never once did it have any place in his heart or life. In the book of Hebrews, we discover that a person is completed or perfected when both the inner man, that's your heart and nature, and the outer man, that's the life you live in your body, are cleansed from sin. Now, this can only be accomplished by the blood of Christ. This is why the apostle exhorted the saints to have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's Hebrews 10:19 through 22. I know many men and women of God who would never meet anyone's standard of perfection, but they are not sinners, neither in their heart nor in their walk. Christ has taken their sin away. They have a righteous heart, a righteous nature, and live a righteous life. They don't get everything right. They don't do everything like I think it should be done. And they don't see eye to eye with me on everything. But they are not sinners. They are the children of God. This is Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels see